Go ahead.
My name is Scott Crawford.
You have to speak up, son.
My name is Scott Crawford. It was a dark night, and Bob, Jane, and Tom were sitting by the fire roasting marshmallows. Out there in the woods was a hungry bear. And Tom, Jane, and Bob heard scary noises, but they didn't know what it was. The bear crept closer and closer, and then Tom and Jane went out to see what it was. And then the bear attacked them and ate them up. And then Bob went out, but he didn't meet the bear. And the bear went to the campsite and tore up all the stuff. And when Bob got back, he rushed to the tent, and he saw it was all tore up and all the food was eaten. He went in the car, and the bear attacked the car and broke the window and scratched Bob's face. And Bob's eyeballs popped out. And Bob was still driving with his eyeballs popped out. and he went aside the road and he crashed, and nobody knew what happened in the end.
Hi, my name is Damian Smith. It was a dark and stormy night, and the Ghostbuster was hunting for the ghosts. But still, Slimer, he had turned on the bat team. And then this boy, his name was Reggie, he was helping them find the Ghostbusters. But then this ghost named Zool had came with he had scary eyes, his body was a tiger, and slime all over him, teeth as sharp as a tiger, and he was running out the tongue. And Tom had fell into this hole in the floor. He fell down there. And this boy, he had on this hockey mask. His face was half chopped off. And he had this chainsaw, and he was coming after this Tom, and he was running. And did this girl, this boy, he was dressed up as this old lady. He had on an old wig. And he had a knife, and he was coming after him. And then Tom slipped, and he got cut by the back of his neck. It hit his spine, and he was paralyzed. Then this other boy, he was looking for Tom. And then the other boy, the two people, the boy that had his head chopped off half, they was looking for him. And then he got a bazooka and blew their head off, both of their head off. And they never went back to the haunted house again. The end.
My name is Johnny Kiki. One night, this man was going down the road to go to a Halloween party, and all of a sudden, his car broke down. And about a half a mile away, he spotted this dark and gloomy house. It started to rain. So he decided he needed to get shelter soon. So he walked to the house. He went inside. And then he saw a fireplace. He lit a fire to keep warm. And then this little black cat walked into the room. And he looked at the little black cat, and the little black cat just stood there and stared at him. Then another 15 minutes passed, and then this bigger black cat comes in. And the other bigger black cat were looking straight at the man. He looked straight at them. And then 10 minutes passed, a bigger black cat came in and started to stare at him. And then three cats were staring at him. And then he waited 5 more minutes, and then a bigger cat came in. And they all stared at him, and he knew it would be only 5 more minutes till the other cat came, till the biggest cat came in. And slowly, as the 5 minutes passed, the bigger cat came in, and you could hear a yell from miles around, and he was never heard of from again.
My name is Tina Tisby. My name is Tina Tisby. It was a dark night, and this boy named Jim and a girl named Kim, they was going out camping. They went into the woods. They heard something. Then they started to get scared. Jim started going on. They got separated. Then a man came out with no head, and he had a knife, and he cut Jim's head. And Jim fell down on the ground. Then Kim came and she saw the man with no head and Jim laying on the ground. She got scared and she ran. And then there was a man jumped in front of her, and they never heard of her again.
Hi, my name is Alfonso Ville. It was this dark and stormy night, and this boy named Eric and Don were playing by the fire, and then their moms came and put it out and said, "Go to bed." And they went to bed, and Don said, "Eric, are you afraid of ghosts?" And then I said, "Nah." And he has ghost popper gun in the bed, and then something went whoo, and Don went, "Eric, did you hear that?" And then I said, "Yes." And then he said, "Eric, come here." And then I pulled the cover, and he had a ball. And he had a ball here. And a skeleton face. And he jumped out of the bed and said, "Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters." And then I ran downstairs, and my mom had a blender on, and I couldn't see her face. And I went to my mom, and I tapped on her shoulder, and she turned around and said, "Ah!" And then my brother came downstairs. We gonna call. And then my dad came in the house. And then my brother came in. And then Don, my brother, he said, "Hey, Dad, let's have a fight." And then I went outside and I said, "Help, help, help! It's a ghost in our house." And then I ran down to an old house, and they call it the Haunted. And then my friend named John, he said, "Come on, let's go in." And then I said, "No, it's too scary." And he said, "You're a scary cat." And then I said, "No, I'm not scared." So my brother and my daddy didn't act like crazy and acting like ghosts. And then we went in, and then the old picture was looking at us and staring at us. And then next thing I know, my brother came in the door again and said, "Who you gonna call?" And then I ran upstairs and I said, "I don't believe this, I don't believe it." And then my friend, he came up and said, "You better believe it." And then I turned around and I said, "Jason." And then I jumped out the window, and then there go my brother again. He swung from a tree and said, "Oh, tell him." And then I ran home, and I woke up and I said, "Ah, it's just a dream." And then my mom came in with a knife and said, "Psychoberry."
My name is Tari Mays.
Speak up. Tell us the story.
Once there was an old man who lived. My name is Tari Mays. One night, it was on Friday night, It was on Friday the 13th. There was this man that lived next door to me. He was crazy. He said, come to my house. You crazy? He said, yes, I want something to show you. I said, psych. Then I went over to my house. I found him in my house. He had a machete. You said, come here, I have something to tell you. He said, and I said, no way. Oh. That's it. Oh. I ran out the house and I saw him again. Then he had a friend with him. He said, we're going to get you now. I said, no, you're not. I ran and I ran. He caught up with my friend. I went over to my friend's house. He caught up with him. I said, you better run as fast as you can. He caught up with him and got him. So I ran and the man got me, cut off my head. Then he fed it to his dogs. The end. Ta-da!